If you've heard of Phineas and Ferb or seen it, you are joined right now by the co-creator, Swampy Marsh. He also worked on The Simpsons and has a new animated series out, Milo Murphy's Law. So welcome, Swampy.
Hey, Tina.
Glad to have you here.
Thanks for having me back. It means I didn't do bad last time, so yay.
Yeah, they went ahead and approved it this time. Yeah, had
yes.
to go to committee, but they said okay.
Phew.
But because what would we do without you?
Yeah.
And when you're not working on your animated series, you dedicate your time to A Walk on Water, an amazing organization that you are part of. You're the ambassador for A Walk on Water.
I'm one of those ambassador guys. I think they've made me an official board member last year, which I don't know if, you know, that makes good sense if you know me. But there you go. They've done it. And I'm very proud.
You do the interviews for them now. So I think you're the official spokesperson.
The spokes guy.
Yeah.
I like to think of myself as the spokesmodel.
You know what? You do look good today in your gray and your hip-looking glasses. Very L.A.
Well, yeah. I'm a good spokesmodel for radio, I think is...
Yeah, no visuals, but I think you look great. And so today we're going to talk about this great event coming up on the 12th, and 100.3 The Sound will be there with you, A Walk on Water.
You guys are coming down to join the wonderfulness. Thank you, thank you. And this is our second annual event in Huntington Beach. It's down at Balsa Chica, which I think we even have the lifeguard tower down at the river jetties. I think it's Tower 16. I'm not sure. I'll double check that before we leave. But this is our second event down there, and I think we're doing 50 or 60 families.
Wow.
Yeah. We're putting through a lot. This is, I think, our fifth event this year, and this year we did our second event in Montauk, New York, which was just amazing.
Yes. And what happens at these events is that A Walk on Water works with families and children who have special needs. And this is really, it's for the whole family. It's an experience for them. The kids go out on the water with you. They go out and they surf. You know, you take them out on the boards and then they surf in. So it's like surf therapy. The water is great for them. But most of all, it's just a wonderful time for the family.
Well, that's one of the things that really got me excited about this particular organization and why I chased them down and made them let me join in.
Mm-hmm.
it's this whole family approach. So for the day, the whole family comes out, and from the time they get out of the car, they're taken care of. There's people there to, you know, take care of the kids, make sure everybody gets fed, get the athletes all in their wetsuits and life preservers, and hook them up with the surf instructors, and the whole family gets a day at the beach where they don't have to think about anything. And the whole family gets to go out and have the surf experience. And it's nothing but miles of smiles as far as you can see. It's one of the most emotional things that I've ever done in my life. And if you get a chance to come out, I think we're all filled up with families and volunteers for this event. But one of the things we always need are folks to come down, see what we're doing, stand on the beach and cheer. Because when one of the athletes gets up, there's this huge, wonderful cheer from all the guys in the water and everybody on the beach. And it's just fantastic.
Yeah. Like you said, smiles, just smiles, miles of smiles coming in from the kids who are on the boards who are just loving it. There's nothing like it. I've never seen anything like it. This is a day that they never forget. Can they do it again, too? Like the same families, can they come back?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Uh-huh. We have folks that continue to sign up, and we've gotten to know some of the families pretty darn well. And a lot of the families who've been involved with us for many years are now part of the volunteer program and part of our advisory board. And yeah, it's kind of one big giant AWOW family.
Yeah, it is. And now we're part of it, right? 100.3 The Sound.
You guys are now part of the family.
Mm-hmm. And we approve of you, too.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. So it's the 12th, November 12th, and you can come and watch and see how this works. And then on a regular ongoing basis, you can help support A Walk on Water. How can we do that?
Well, go to www.awalkonwater.org. And there's a place there for you to sign up to volunteer. There's places there for if you are a family that has a special needs kid or you know anyone, please encourage them to go sign up. This is going to be our last event for this year, for 2016. But we're starting to schedule our events for next year. And we usually do events from San Diego to Santa Barbara. We have Malibu, Huntington Beach, and a Ventura event. We're still trying to work out the schedule. But the other thing you can do, other than donate, please donate, www.walkonwater.org. It's like I said, if you're close by any of these events and you can just come down and help cheer on the athletes and see what we do, we'd love to have you, because we're really trying to get the word out about not just AWOW, but surf therapy in general. And we've got some new partners this year. We've had Paul Mitchell Hair Care Products has come on and is now really backing us. Next year is going to be a big year for us because their support means a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But if I can, I wanted to go down and just be sure to mention some of our partners and sponsors. All's Well, Alta Surf, Bump Coffee, Casamonte Brewing Company, DRD4 Fins, Famous Surf, Just Chill, Caton, who's been really great to us from the very beginning, and also Kind Bars, Kind Snacks, who've been incredible, Noble Fabrications, Salt Eyewear, Urban Barrels, XL Wetsuits, and the guys that are going to be doing the food for all the families, Vintage Grocers are going to be down as well.
Mm-hmm. They put together like a huge spread.
Oh,
when
it's
they
good.
Mm-hmm. It's real good, yeah.
And after a half a day of surfing, they serve a phenomenal lunch, which all of the folks who've been out in the water really love.
Oh, yeah. And it's so good to hear that you have all of these partners working with you. And you basically got started in Ventura. And so we've sort of been with you as you've grown, you know, after the first couple of years.
Yeah.
And it just gets bigger every year. So 2017 is huge, it sounds like.
It's going to be great.
Yeah, it is.
And I think after the last one, we've really got our East Coast chapter going. So we're really looking to expand and take a walk on water surf therapy, hopefully to more and more locations.
And when you went to Montauk, you helped a family. In particular, that a woman wrote you a letter back, one of the moms that you read for us before. That's so emotional.
You got me on
that. Yeah,
because I even think about that and I get all,
yeah.
Yeah.
You get a little weepy, yeah.
See, I brought a letter today. I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to get to it. This is a new one that a lady wrote to us just recently, and see what I can get through. This was actually sent to Sean, one of our board members, and just says, "Dear Sean, I'm writing you to express my sincerest appreciation for your help while I was trying to connect my 5-year-old son, Jadil, with a walk-on-water surf therapy happening at C Street Ventura. I also wanted to communicate how meaningful the experience has been for my son and our family. Below is a picture collage that I'd like to share with you, and there's pictures of their son and their family out that day." And it said, "Jadil is a sweet boy who's experienced developmental delays associated with autism, including receptive and language delays and delays in social skills. Nonetheless, he's a positive little boy."
Here he goes.
whose few phrases include, "I did it," "awesome," and "see." He loves to high five and he loves the beach. Before experiencing surf therapy, I was concerned about how Jadil would respond to such a new experience. It's hard to say when he is willing to try something new. Watching him connect with the volunteers, especially watching him connect instantly with April and with his surf instructor, Matt Noble, melted my heart and brought me to tears. I continue to have hope that Jadil is making progress in his difficult areas. Naturally, I find myself feeling guilty that maybe I'm somehow holding him back or keeping him from experience what little boys should have. This past weekend was one of the few weekends where I didn't have that guilty feeling. I wanted to thank you for making sure my athlete sign-up was completed. The AWOW staff and volunteers were so well organized on Surf Day. There were so many nice touches, like the book my son loves so much, the photos, and the lunch. Diane read what I wrote about Jadil, and I felt as if she knew him when she spoke to me about him. My family will be driving down to Oceanside for the August event. I can't wait to see Jadil catching some waves and making new friends. Thank you for doing this for us. Sincerely, Cynthia Flores." So there you go.
You did it. You got through it. You got through it. I know. It's emotional. It's, and it gives you an idea of like what these parents, you know, how they feel after they do an event with you guys, what it's done for them. You know, it's really kind of like a life-changing moment when you have this experience.
It's just as life-changing for the volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
You'll find almost all the folks out there that have gotten involved and are doing this regularly. Everybody's got a story.
The reason why this
connects.
So many stories that you've gone through in that one, too, and you always get emotional. I'm so rude because I didn't give you a tissue. But
that's okay. I have my sleeve of my gray sweater.
You do, yeah. I love when you read those letters because they're so powerful and the emotions behind them. And just to hear what the parents, you know, how they feel about the experience and how it changes their child for a moment and they relate to the world differently.
And the letters that have been written give me so much insight into what these whole families go through on a regular basis that you really don't have any idea, you know, how all-consuming life can be sometimes, and what a great, you know, relief it is to know that there's going to be one day that's nothing but excitement and happiness. And what's also amazing to hear from some of these letters is how long after these events the effects of that day last. That amazes me.
It's pure joy, and they take it with them, and they remember. And I know they want to do it again. And so it's Huntington Beach. That is the next event, Huntington Beach.
November 12th, Saturday, November 12th, Huntington Beach. Please go online to awalkonwater.org. All the details are there. Sign up as a volunteer. We've got hats and shirts and jackets and everything for sale that, you know, all the money goes to helping provide surf therapy. Get your name on the list for future events. But, you know, even if you just come down and watch what we're doing and help cheer the athletes on, we'd love to have you down there.
Yeah, we'd love to see you and say hi to the sound while you're there. So that is this Saturday. You can check it out, A Walk on Water. And you call it AWOW, too.
AWOW.
Mm-hmm. And so you can just go online. What's the website again?
AWalkOnWater.org.
All right. That was almost major monogram like.
A little bit. I could do it. Please go to AWalkOnWater.org. Sign up. Donate. And volunteer.
I love it. Major monogram. Yeah. Phineas and Ferb. It never leaves you.
No.
Thank you so much for stopping by again.
Oh, it's good to see you.
Yeah, you're busy with Milo Murphy's Law.
I am. I'm up to my eyeballs in it, having a great time. But we're working with an incredible cast. We've got Weird Al and Sabrina Carpenter and Makai Curtis, Pam Adlon, Diedrich Bader. Christian Slater is doing a voice for us.
Really?
Mackenzie Phillips. We've got this amazing cast of people. So as much hard work as it is, we're having a really good time.
Yeah, it sounds like an awesome time. Weird Al, we were talking about him. He's so cool to work with. He's like the easiest.
Mm-hmm. Somebody else said it. The weirdest thing about Al is just how normal he is.
Yeah.
And he is one of the nicest, most giving guys. He's just the super professional dude. And I never leave a session without thinking, oh, I'd just like to hang out with you for a while.
Yeah,
seems
he's like
really
that kind
nice.
Of guy. Mm-hmm. So you can see him in this animated series. And A Walk on Water, Swampy Marsh, part of A Walk on Water, and then just an animated genius.
Thank you very much.